Welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 46. This chapter has 12 sukkim in it. This chapter continues the block of chapters that were written by the sons of Korach, as well as the theme of the previous prakim about the final redemption. In specific, it discusses the war of Gog Magog that'll take place at the end of days. The parak opens by relating, despite the destruction that will take place at the end of days, God is my refuge. In verse 2, the parak references a river with streams that will bring happiness to Yerushalayim. The Mefarshim explain this river is what's described in Yechezkel chapter 47. Healing waters are going to gradually emanate forth from the Beis HaMikdash. The healing waters are instantly going to give life to anything it touches. Moving on, the sons of Korach declare, God is with us and is ultimately going to protect his city. At the end of the final redemption, the whole world will experience God. They'll understand it's God who's running the show and ends all war. In verse 11, God tells the world to stop fighting over Yerushalayim and leave it alone. Because in the end of days, the truth of the oneness of God will be apparent for all. Don't be scared, because God is coming for you. In verse 6 it says, Elohim bekirba bal timod yezraha Elohim lifnos boker. God is in its midst. It will not be toppled. By daybreak, God will come to its aid. Rashi and the Ibn Ezra explain, towards the end of the process of Geula, God is going to save Yerushalayim. In other words, Yerushalayim will be unanimously owned by the Jews. Interesting to note, perhaps this is what's happening in our times. The whole world is obsessed with who owns Yerushalayim. It was the hand of God which allowed us to militarily take back Yerushalayim into the hands of the Jews, but now, unfortunately, it's constantly being politically contested, as many wars nowadays are fought on the political landscape. So why is it such a big deal? The Chalban explains in Sefer Hekitzu Veraninu, because the final redemption is dependent on Am Yisrael back in Eretz Yisrael, and in specific, Yerushalayim. All the impeding negative forces want to stop it from happening. Deep in the subconscious minds of the nations of the world, they know the final Geula is dependent on Am Yisrael, and therefore won't let it happen. There are so many atrocities happening in the world, but yet a Jew builds a house in Eretz Yisrael, and rulers of other countries are concerned? Surely there are more important matters for them to tend to in their own countries. Because all the worlds are dependent on Am Yisrael back in Eretz Yisrael, therefore the whole world is drawn to it. The Vilna Gaon in Sefer Kol HaTor brings a medrash to explain the end of our pasuk. By daybreak, God will come to Yerushalayim's aid. Anything that happened to Yosef HaTzadik will happen to Tzion. Just like Yosef rose to power through natural process to become the viceroy, so too, like the daybreak, slowly but surely the final redemption will take place. Again, we see how the final redemption is a process that will unfold over time. It seems it can move almost so slowly and in such natural means. It can almost be missed that it's actually happening. Just like it was upon Yosef's brothers to recognize him, it's upon us to recognize the slow and steady footsteps of Mashiach. Let us merit to bear witness and recognize the process of redemption, starting with Mashiach ben Yosef and ending with Mashiach ben David. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.